What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Triggs, man. God body little bitch. And guess what, man? Your boy is back. Yeah, it was on a little vacation, but now I'm back at it, you little bitch. Now check me out. I'm here to talk about this goddamn Lil Uzi Vert, man. I'm here to talk about the Lil Uzi Vert, man. Lil Uzi Vert wants his damn soul back, man. Lil Uzi Vert wants his soul back, man. Straight up. That's all this shit's about, man. Because if y'all can recall, you remember Lil Uzi saying he worshiped the devil, all this, blah, blah, blah. Everybody going to hell with him. That. All right. Fast forward to today. He says he's unhappy with his record label situation. Ain't that funny? Lil Uzi Vert is having problems with his record label. He's having problems releasing music. He having creative control problems. All this because he wants his soul back. Now that he ain't been trapped, they showed him everything, showed him all the glitz and glamour, and now he's stuck. He's stuck in mule mode. He can't do a thing. Now he won't. He crying. He say he don't want to do music no more. Lil Uzi cut off his dreads. Like, he say he really ready to quit. But you know what? The first thing about doing, the rule number one about doing a deal with the devil is don't. Never do no deal with the devil. You can't win, bro. The shit never ends. Ain't no going back now, Lil Uzi. And that's straight like that, man. Uzi, man, you check out, he make good music. Uzi make good music, I can say that. But ever since he made the XO Tour Life, it's like his record labels need that another hit. You gotta be that again. They won't let him do anything. They not gonna release shit until you make that another hit. I don't really care if you cry. That shit. He gotta make another one of them, man. Cause it's like, this is how the music industry is, man. They suck you dry from everything. Suck your soul dry. You think you really doing something, but you really ain't. They got the music, they got the money behind you. So you gotta do what the fuck they say. Cause you their investment. You want all the millions, you gotta do what the fuck they say. You sit there and have that propaganda of this devil shit. And now the devil can't help your bitch ass. Nah, man. That's crazy. So Lil Uzi, you better I don't know. It seems like you up Schitt's Creek, partner. And from the record label point of view, I can understand their situation. Because if I'm the record label and I'm putting all this money behind you, you do what the fuck I say. Because I'm trying to control my money. So as me controlling my money, I have to control you. So I understand that. I understand that Lil Uzi got fans. And as a record label, I see these fans steady keep begging and begging for Lil Uzi new music. And the one problem with Uzi was he did a song with a few people and goddamn, they got denied and wouldn't be cleared by the record label. That's another problem. But you gotta understand, if I'm the record label, you my artist, if I see all the fans and all the hashtags and hits saying they dying, they need your music, they need your music, they need it, I'm not about to fuck around and let you get on some other random nigga track that's way under you. But did not release my shit on my record label. So all the trafficking go to him and they get the money and you get crumbs. So I understand. The record label not about to let anybody else feed off this momentum. Understandable. I get it. So, but with that being said, it's kind of iffy on both ways. Because at the same time, if I was Uzi, I look like, look, I made y'all this money. Y'all could at least give me my freedom to make what the fuck I want to make. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense. But at the same time, who made XO Toy Life, though? Because why he can't make another one like that? You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. The music industry so crazy. You can't really take nobody's word for it. It's on some satanic shit. Somewhat. A lot of shady business. No friends. It's all business. So when you see people in interviews say, I guess it's about the money. You fucking right. It's about the money, you fuck. That's all you was screaming about when you was on top until y'all had this problem. So that's all he's worried about, the money. So goddamn right, it's all about the money. It's business, partner. And that's just that. But shit, that's enough of that little Uzi shit. What's the next topic? What's his little nigga name? Wyatt? I don't know one of them three-letter names. You know what? Fuck that. I'm going to skip that story because I don't remember his name. I know it's Lil J, YMJW, Almighty J, some shit. Y'all know he got his chain snatched in New York. He was connected with Rap-A-Lot Records or some shit like that. And the big homie J Prince over Rap-A-Lot Records. The big homie J Prince is a major force from Texas. It's not for no fuckery. And he'll tell you, he a man of respect. And goddamn, when they beat up Almighty J, they slice his motherfucker face open with a goddamn Hennessy bottle in New York City. But the reason that happened, earlier on that day, or not the night before, one of the two, Almighty J, they beat up on some fucking, they jumped some people and he was throwing little licks and shit. So all that shit was a motherfucking retaliation, man. That's all that was, retaliation. And I feel if you in these streets and shit, I don't know, I'm kind of torn. Cause I feel like kinda if you in these streets and you with that shit, don't go looking for help when motherfuckers get on your ass. You know what I'm saying? Talk that shit, you threw them hands. Don't go looking for the big homie help when you get your shit crushed in and a motherfucker snatched your chain. That's how I feel on one hand. But on the other hand, I feel if you connected and if you connected with motherfuckers that got power, use that power. That's the whole point of connections. If you can't use the power, what's the point of having connections? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the point of having power in my house if I ain't plugging shit up? You know what I'm saying? Might as well not even have the fucking power, you feel me? So that's how that shit go, man. Niggas in these streets, man, y'all gotta realize, man, there's always a motherfucking reaction to what the fuck you do, man. There's consequences to everything you do. Don't think you got away with shit all the time. And some people wait years and years and years just to knock your noodle off. Some people don't forget stuff. Some people get at you right then and there. Some people just wait it out. I know people just waiting. It's been 5-6 years. They just waiting on the perfect time to knock a noodle head off. Knock a nigga noodle off. Like, I know these people. I know what's going down. I know it's gonna go down. So stop. When you in these streets don't love you. These streets is unforgiving. Do you hear me? These fucking streets don't love you. And these streets is unforgiving. 2019, It's time to let this fucking street shit go. You're going to make more money with a job anyways if you calculate the hours you're putting in with the street shit. Or all the dumb shit you're putting in with the street shit, jail, tricking with these little hoes, bottles, weed, drink, everything, you know what I'm saying? So, 2019, we're going to let this street shit go, man. It's all a setup, man. It's time to build back this community, dog. Tired of the fuck shit. I'm tired of hearing these stupid ass stories. And it was always us with some stupid shit. So, hope Almighty J gets well. I hope J Prince, if he gonna pull a play like he did, cause when he got on social media, he called everybody out and tagged them. And he got the chain back. But it's time to lay down law. You know what I'm saying? The reason the streets fucked up ain't no more law. It's out of control. It's spiraled out of control. So until the street has some law, let the street go, man. And that's just how the fuck it is, man. And you already know who it is, man. It's your boy Trez Amos, God body, you little bitch. And check me out. I'd like to thank everybody for donating at the Cash App. If you want to keep donating, if you never donated, please show support. Hit me up at the Cash App at $TrezAmos, man. $TrezAmos. That's how you show the love, man. Right now, I'm on all places, all platforms, damn near, you can hear podcasts. Go check out Apple. I'm on the Apple Podcast right now. Yeah, Trez Amos, Apple Podcast. Goddamn right. And I'm on, what's another one? Pocket Cast. I'm on Pocket Cast also. I'm on Google Podcasts, Anchor Podcasts. I got a YouTube, Trez Amos. Fan page on Facebook, Trez Amos Podcast. Instagram, Trez Amos. All that good shit, man. Just hit me up and show support. And remember, this ain't no fucking gimmick. This ain't no DJ Academics. And I'm out this bitch. Grah, grah.